Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Matthew 28, 6. He is not here, for He is risen. As He said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead. And indeed, He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see Him. Behold, I have told you. You know, I want to talk to you today not just about the fact of the resurrection, but the significance of the resurrection. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, says, now if Christ is preached that He has been risen from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection from the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith also is empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and also has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ at His coming. Then comes the end, when He delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when He puts an end to all rule, all authority and power. For He must reign till He puts all enemies unto His feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, physical death. He's already defeated spiritual death. Can you say amen? Now, Romans 4:25 is a tremendous scripture. Romans 4:25 says, who was delivered for or because of our offenses. You know, we all know, all Christians know, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was delivered because of our offenses. Thank God. But there's a comma there. And. So that's only half the story. Amen? And He was raised for our justification. Or one translation, New King James says, because of our justification. And I'm not sure that we understand justification, and I'm speaking of the whole realm of Christianity, not just us, but the church, I don't think that we understand justification. In fact, I know we don't, as we ought, because there are still those every Sunday think they ought to be justified. So we want to talk about justification today, what it is and what it means and what it's for. Now we know that He died for our sins over and over and over again in the Scriptures.
We are told that He died for our sins, the just for the unjust, the righteous for the unrighteous, the sinless for the sinful. Over and over again we're told Christ died for our sins. And we understand.
1 Corinthians 15 in verse 3 says, "For I deliver to you that first of all which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And He was buried, and that He rose the third day according to the Scriptures." Hosea 13, 14, prophesying of that, said, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death." Speaking of spiritual death, separation from God. So He now has the keys of death and of hell. Ephesians 5:2 says He gave Himself an offering and a sacrifice. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Before Christ came, that shedding of blood, what under the law, under the Old Testament, was the blood of bulls and goats. And it was a twofold. One, they would shed the blood on the Day of Atonement. They would take two animals. One they would kill, and they would take the blood, and they would sprinkle it, take it into the Holy of Holies, and they would sprinkle it on the mercy seat of God for the sins of the nation. After having first, the high priest who did that first had to kill a bull or a goat for his own sins. And then he killed one for the sins of the people. And then he laid his hands on what they called the scapegoat. And that goat was then led into the wilderness to be devoured by wild beasts. As he laid his hands on it, he confessed the sins of the nation of Israel on that goat. And that goat was led into the wilderness to be devoured by wild beasts. One died and shed his blood. The other was driven into the wilderness to be devoured by wild beasts. So you see a twofold prophecy of Jesus Christ in that: one, He shed His blood for us, but two, He died and went to be devoured by wild beasts in the wilderness, which was hell, a type of hell. But of course, He devoured hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Surprise the devil. Amen. Jeff Spring one time sang a song, you know, he likes that southern gospel, and you know, they have songs that, you know, we never heard of. And he sang a song, you know, "The devil's in the phone booth calling 911. If we'd ever find out and get in our heart what Christ did for us, that's where the devil would be. He'd be in the phone booth calling 911, saying, "Help!" Amen.
The Bible says He died for our sins.
We know that. He gave Himself an offering. The Bible says Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. Once. He's not offered more than once.
He's not offered up every Sunday in communion. How do I know? The Bible says He was offered once. So this, that He's being offered every Sunday, is a damnable heresy. Did you hear me? I said the idea that Jesus Christ is being offered every Sunday for our sins is a damnable heresy. He died once, and He died once for all.
The sins have been born. Period.
You know, there are groups that teach that every Sunday when they take communion through some made-up word called transubstantiation, that the communion wine becomes the actual blood of Jesus, and that wafer becomes the actual body of Christ. This false doctrine says, as sacrifice, the Eucharist is offered in reparation for the sins of the living and the dead to obtain spiritual or temporal benefits from God. Well, that's just not true. It's contrary to the Word of God. I don't believe in transubstantiation, but I do believe in transubstitution. I do believe that they have transubstituted their doctrine for the truth. They have substituted theology of man for the Word of God. Even though they say that their theology supersedes the Word of God, it does not, because the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. The Bible says in Romans 6:10, for the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Hebrews 9:24, for Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God, for he does not appear in wine and bread. Verse 25, nor yet that he should offer himself often. He is not offering himself every Sunday. He's not offering himself ever again. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. He was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews 10:10, by which we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. His body is only offered once. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Communion is merely a remembrance of what he did for us and what he's doing for us. It is not him doing anything at that moment. He died once and for all, and then he sat down. We need to remind ourselves of what Luther and his associates declared when they tried to reform the church. They said, no sacrifice but Calvary, no priest but Christ, no confessional but the throne of grace. If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word.